Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 19. In this episode, we're going to be talking about CRMs, why a CRM is important for your membership website. I've got some interesting things to say. We're going to really describe what a CRM is, what the different flavors are. I think there's a lot of confusion about precisely what a CRM is. I think it's really important that you have one for your membership website, especially when it starts growing. There's a lot of factors in keeping a membership website up and running. I've got my great co-host here, Spence. So, Spencer, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Absolutely. It's Spencer Forman, and you can find me at spencerforman.com or wplaunchify.com. I also author the Launch Flows plugin. And my new initiative this year is definitely, we have a resurgence after the snow globe has been shaken up this year of teaching freelancers who are either from offshore or are retiring or being retired out of their corporate jobs how to use WordPress to successfully build a business that's a recurring revenue for themselves, which is why we have this membership show as well.
That's great. So, like I say, we're going to be talking about this, what I think the important factors that you need to understand to make some judgment call about what could be the best CRM solution for you, what the difference is between different kind of tastes of CRMs are. I think we've got a lot of knowledge to help you. Before we go into the main part of the show, I've got a couple of key messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership Shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. Just want to point out, if you want to join us live, we do this show at around 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, AM. And if you've got any questions or you just want to join the conversation, please feel free to join us. We always seem to have some regulars. We love more people to join us. like Tina. Another thing I would like to point out is if you're looking to host your membership website on WordPress, why don't you come over to WP Tonic? We've got great hosting that's really fast. Plus, we provide everything you need to run a membership website on WordPress, and we make it super easy for you. So if that's interesting, go over to WP Tonic. So I've got some broad, did a real dive on this, Spencer, and I can really understand why a lot of people are really confused. I hope this show, the main thing I want from this show is to give some clarity and give some real advice, because I think if somebody done a dive about this on YouTube and they spend a couple of hours or they just did some general research, I think they're just going to be even more confused, to be quite truthful about it. Now, what I see, and this is just my... the way I clarify it, Spencer,
right,
is that I really see there's two real buckets that I place all these CRM solutions in. One, I think, is ideal for WordPress. The other, I wouldn't advise a WordPress solution for. The way I put these in these buckets is there are certain CRMs, WordPress focused, a WordPress plugin solution, and then there's a SaaS solution that are around marketing automation. They are about sending emails mostly. And when your student, your possible new student enters your website, you can either send them a series of email to get them to look at signing up for your membership course or whatever outreach that you want through lead magnets. They are marketing focus. And I think the fantastic news in the WordPress space, Spencer, is that we got some great solutions that we didn't have a couple of years ago that can do that, that are really effective, saves you a lot of money, as good as the SaaS solutions, and I think it's really exciting. The other bucket is organization, keeping who has signed up for your course, who is a member. Does the CRM link in to your financial package, bookkeeping, just the managing a large membership website? And that's what we want for the people that are listening to us, Spencer, is to build a successful membership business. So when you have hundreds, maybe thousands of members, you need a CRM to know who signed up, you know, information. I don't think you would be, and this is just my opinion, Spencer, I don't think you want to use a WordPress plugin to manage and to communicate with your bookkeeping system. I think you'd be better off looking at a SaaS solution. But I think the great news is, by utilizing something like WP Fusion, that you can have your marketing CRM plugin and it can effectively communicate with your membership CRM that links in to your bookkeeping programs. So that's how I've rationalized it, Spencer. He's grinning at me, folks. I don't know if that means you think I'm typing.
It's a rare thing on this show or otherwise after 17 years of knowing you or whatever it's been that I allow you that much space to unpack your suitcase, sit down, you had a bourbon, you smoked a cigar, you took a nap, you had a shower, you went to the gym, you took a swim, you came back, you had lunch. I just sat here listening to that whole thing.
Yeah, but for me, I thought that was quite focused because I can normally ramble much more effectively. But I thought
never in the history of any show we've done together has that happened. Okay,
yeah.
I wanted to give you that breathing room because, first of all, it's part of my 2023, you know, listen before I speak thing. What's very difficult for me as an entrepreneur and those who listen to the show or otherwise know me is that what I wear as my badge of honor is two things. Number one, I like to think of myself like the kid in the Emperor's New Clothes story. I tell it like I see it. You cannot get me to tell a lie. You cannot get me to say anything that I would not want to stand up in court and defend. And for those people like our friend Sally in the past, there have been people who have told me something that I didn't agree with publicly that later I said, she was right or he was right. And that's fine. So we're going to talk like that here, which is why I wanted you to unpack that. Number two, though, is the like the thing that is different in WordPress this year that I am leading the charge, carrying the flag on. Most everyone can put 100% ownership and control, I would say with two small exceptions, into the box of WordPress. So what does that mean? You made some comments there about SaaS and so forth, and you made some comments which were valid, but like, I'm going to sum this all up and I'm going to tell it exactly like it is without reference to the particular things so that somebody can understand what's this whole thing about and what does that mean in terms of SaaS services. We have arrived in 2023 where WordPress has the features that any business needs, whether it's a solopreneur all the way up to an enterprise, to connect essentially any type of business that includes membership, marketing automation, e-commerce, sales funnels, e-learning, affiliates, everything that previously used to need a SaaS service or a SaaS this or SaaS that. The only component that was relevant that couldn't, wouldn't, shouldn't have been done in WordPress was always the CRM. So now, if you think of WordPress as the box, as the, well, let's use a metaphor of the planet WordPress. That is where the business can be owned, controlled, operated, never taken away from a customer, which is where I started this whole thing 17 years ago, coming from an experience with a SaaS freemium host that cut off all 12,500 customers from their livelihood. But the CRM is either a moon orbiting planet WordPress, or in one or two cases, you can use a special type of a plugin. And we're going to talk about that here because I want to take those items and just sum them back up in a sort of easier to consume format. A CRM, a customer relationships manager or relationship manager, is something that is different than the normal user interactions on WordPress. It's essentially the heart of your email communication and your logic for automation about what relationships you have with a person and what relationships they have with the stuff in your box. Have they bought this, seen this, click this, own this, progressed on this? If you don't use a CRM internally as a plugin or externally as a SaaS, you have no sense where the customer is on their journey through your sales funnel, through your products, through your services, through your relationship. But when you have it, magic happens. And that's what these big SaaS companies have been selling forever. When you went to a Salesforce, Infusionsoft, HubSpot, the old, you know, the goats of the industry, they charge a fortune and try to put CMS stuff inside of their CRM. Now it's the other way around. You have 90% of stuff owned and control. You connect to CRM for various things. Now you can control and understand exactly what someone's doing. So I know Jonathan lives in Reno and he likes to ski, and Spence is in Chicago and he likes yellow and eats chocolate. I can keep track of that so that the website and the emails and the sales products and everything I offer to somebody, as well as knowing what they did, are within my ability to automate and make my customers happier and me make more money. That's it. Now we can talk about some of the features, because today there was a conversation before the show. Some of the CRMs do different things entirely. Like you referenced, you recommend something, which makes no sense unless we talk about the specific. Keeping track of customers in Xero or QuickBooks, where should that happen in the chain? Well, we need to talk about which type of CRM you have, because some of the CRMs we talk about are for marketing. Yeah. some of them are for sales and some of them are for just general stuff.
And I just don't think it, I think this is only my perspective here. This is how you got almost three buckets. You got these very large, semi-large corporate CRMs like Salesforce. You're never going to use, none of the people that watch this video or listen to the podcast should consider Salesforce. You know, it's ridiculous.
Stop. Emperor's New Clothes kid. Not true. Maybe on your side of the table, but on my side of the table, 50% or more of my consulting clients are HubSpot, Salesforce, and Fusionsoft. And they have come to recognize on their own through WP Fusion or otherwise, they need to connect the world that they've got on those CRMs to WordPress. All of my high ticket clients are coming from those universes. So when I teach freelancers, where are the fish at? Where do you want to start fishing? You start fishing in the worlds of ActiveCampaign, HubSpot, and Fusionsoft.
I was talking about my perspective, the type of clientele that I'm dealing with. So fair enough.
The new membership economy is connecting those customers of enterprise to WordPress.
Yeah, sure. So, but what I was going to say was that... God, take the pill. What I was going to say was that in the SaaS world, there's different flavors. Just so you know, you've got systems like ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit. They are, in my mind, fundamentally different to something like Monday CRM or Pipeline CRM or Agile CRM. There is some overlap, but in my mind, they're aimed at different types and have different strengths and different flavors. You know what? I know there's a lot of people that use ActiveCampaign as a kind of organization kind of CRM, but I see its real strength is marketing email and marketing automation, and to some extent, ConvertKit. So what I'm trying to point out is that I don't think there's one overall CRM that's good at everything. I think, but what could be a great solution, and I know that your attitude differs because of your type of clientele, but the people that I work with, what I think is a great solution is when it comes to the email marketing automation solution, I think there's a couple really fantastic WordPress solutions available. But when it comes to a CRM where you're putting all the information about the customer and wanting to link it to your financial bookkeeping solution, I think something like Zolo CRM
Can we pause on this? Because let's get this one off the table. This is something that I understand what you're saying, but the way you're saying it and I'm hearing it, I don't think is conveying what you're intending. So let me make this clear. You have a WordPress site. You're going to take money for something. Let's assume in this conversation, it's WooCommerce is the transactional engine. Certainly there's other methods of taking money, but even if it's another method, the point is, customer gives you money on WordPress. One of those plugins, like WooCommerce and another thing, could even be like a Fluent CRM, sends money through a gateway. Let's say it's Stripe. Then the gateway goes on to your bank. Let's say it's Capital One. And then that detail's available. Now you've got a bookkeeper or an accountant who needs to know for tax purposes. Now, I am a licensed and practicing attorney. I am not a CPA, but I have an understanding of bookkeeping because one of my major clients is a bookkeeping type of organization. The things that one needs for tax purposes have absolutely no need at the level of your WordPress site, your WooCommerce site, and in most cases, not even at the gateway. The only thing that matters for tax purposes is like when the money hits your bank. So when enterprises ask me, where should we connect our bookkeeper? Where should that data be as a single source of truth? For bookkeepers, bookkeepers don't care about customer relationship management. They only care about gross income, expenses, cost of goods sold, things that are boring. Connect your Xero or your QuickBooks at the bank. That's it. Done. Now, if you need a little more data, connect one step up to the gateway. Done. There is never a situation I have seen in 17 years where a bookkeeper or the CPA needs to connect at WooCommerce or the WordPress level or anything at the membership level, because that data is transient in nature. It's coming and going. The only thing the IRS cares about is the money. So when we get that off the table, guess what? Everything is super clear. The things we're talking about here today as CRMs have to do with the relationships with the customers. It has nothing to do with accounting or bookkeeping. That is a tangibly different thing, and it's static in nature. Now, if we get that out of the way, now all the rest of it to me makes much more sense, because that's just like a red herring. But it's a question that I get asked almost every time, because you know what customers think? Especially Salesforce. They think Salesforce is going to be my magical single-stop shop for everything under the sun. And I go, no, it will not. Because Salesforce will tell you the customer and what they bought and if they have an active subscription. But your bookkeeper could care less, and you're not doing your books in Salesforce. So they just need to be told.
Yeah, I see where you're coming. I kind of disagree with you slightly, but it's just debatable. I just think when it comes to some of these, the WordPress and also some of these solutions, they're great for marketing automation. But if you've got hundreds, thousands of students, I don't think they're designed to be effective platforms. And I think thinking there's one Swiss Army knife CRM that can do the organization part plus the marketing email automation part, I just don't think it's there. But you, I don't know if you actually disagree with me there or you differ.
You and I don't fundamentally disagree. You're saying it is disagree. I'm thinking this is a recipe, and I will put it like this. If you were a solopreneur and you wanted a simple thing, maybe you feel more comfortable just showing your bookkeeper your WooCommerce report or something. I mean, that's up to you. But I've never found that to be true, even for solopreneurs, simply because I know what comes out of WooCommerce, and all that data is besides the point, because the IRS does not need that data. There is no number or code in your tax forms as an individual, an LLC or otherwise, to say like all the details of a WooCommerce subscription. It's just what's your difference between gross income, cost of goods sold, expenses. That's it. So,
well, I think just to finish off the first half of the show, Spencer, I think that's also a slight divergence in our views, is that you're very committed that WooCommerce should be a central element of your membership WordPress experience. You know, have a learning management system and highly integrate it with WooCommerce, and WooCommerce to be that central spoke where you can add all the other Lego elements that you discuss in your philosophy. But
there's like a new thing called yes, but. Okay. Yes, but that is not the limitation that would be required under what I teach people. I say, for a single source of truth, if you're going to do things like donations, pay me now, memberships, all this stuff, try, if at all possible, to put them through that WooCommerce thing. Because then for you, for marketing, for tracking the user's journey, you have all that data. But there will be instances, for example, that people will use a third-party situation, maybe like an AppSumo sale, or maybe a joint venture thing, or maybe they're getting income from Quora. I don't know. Those pieces of data. Now, take my logic here. If you have a business that's an LLC or a solopreneur or whatever, if you take that revenue, where's it going to go? It's going to go to your bank account, the same bank account that the WordPress, WooCommerce, you know, everything else was. So when you talk to your bookkeeper and they say, hey, John, how much money did you make this year? I got to know. If you send them upstream to WooCommerce, but you made a bunch of income from 2, 3, 4 other side hustles, they're still not getting all the data. They want to know where everything ends up. And the final destination is always the bank account. Hopefully you have a separate bank account for all your businesses. That is why my logic starts and ends with, sure, I recommend what to use in the WooCommerce WordPress side of things. But even there, sometimes we'll do a form that takes money or some weird thing. That's why the thing to judge your business on for accounting and bookkeeping should be at the bank account. But we don't have to belabor the point. I just want to say, no. None of that is relevant to a CRM because bookkeeping and keeping track of funding is not really a CRM task.
Yeah, I think I've given the wrong impression here. I only mentioned the bookkeeping as part of the how I see these two buckets of functionality when it comes to a CRM. But I agree with you. It's just an add-on part of it. I think I kind of labored the financial part probably it's actually a little bit deeper. I see that there are CRMs that are really focused about marketing automation. And there's CRMs that are around, maybe I should have utilized sales orientated.
Yes. Now let's use that. Let's take your concept and break it out. This is where I think you and I would agree. Marketing automation, right? That's a thing. That's what WP Fusion and all the rest of the stuff I'm just referring to does. Marketing automation is relationships with customers that happen automatically based upon you make a premise and you set up triggers that do actions. You don't have to touch it. On the other side is customer support / high ticket selling. Hey, let's talk about that $10,000 thing I'm going to do with you because you want to talk to a real human being and I would like to take notes inside of my CRM in one spot. Now, those are the same result as that you're trying to get more money, but the marketing automation thing happens without me having to do work. And the high ticket selling or the deal flow or the notes about whatever, that happens. And those oftentimes live in the same product, but those are notoriously the two types of customers who use CRMs. One is for pure automation that nobody touches it. And the other is a boiler room of like, get the doctor on the phone. Let's sell them that stock. Okay. That's where I think I'm agreeing with you. I just don't agree with the like bookkeepers need access to the CRM.
Yeah, I don't think I explained myself because I don't either. But I do think that customers... clientele that listening, if you've got a large membership site, you're going to be wanting your CRM to some extent to communicate, but you disagree there a little bit. So what I would like you to get listeners or viewers from this initial discussion before we go into WordPress CRM solutions in the second half is that there's different flavors of CRMs. And like I say, I think there's definitely two camps. One is the marketing automation one. The other one is the more sales relationship orientated CRM platforms. I think you've got to be aware of that because otherwise there's a good chance you're going to end up with a CRM system that doesn't really do what you're really looking for. So I just think you just got to be aware. But this is only my perspective because I think you've got kind of corporate level CRMs, you've got these other buckets which I've described. I think it can become very confusing. I hope we haven't, maybe I have caused more confusion in this first half of the show. I think with your help, Spencer, I think we have clarified it a bit. But that's what I wanted people to be aware of from this first half of the show. What do you reckon, Spence?
Yeah, I'd say we should dive in and let's talk about the differences. But the takeaway after all that back and forth with us is simply this. Absolute truth. You are doing yourself a disservice if you do not have a CRM in your WordPress stack, either as an external connected CRM or as an internal plugin. Because not understanding who the customers are, and by the way, that takes place, I love this, that takes the place of analytics in many cases. And Rand Fishkin is doing really well with his Spark Toro job. He was on one of our other shows 6 months, a year ago, and I gave him a hard time that I said, Google SEO, blah, 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 blah. And he was really like taken aback, I think, at the time. Like, what are you talking about, you moron? And now he's posted up there that his company's exceeded seven figures of revenue by completely ignoring SEO and just doing relationship marketing. And I found that really gratifying because a CRM has the relationship in the middle letter. And that's where most businesses today in a world of automation are going to succeed. So you must have a CRM. And then the second thing is make the CRM match the needs and the budget that you have, because there is not one size fits all, but they can all be connected to the WordPress stack through these means we're going to talk about.
All right. Oh, I got to say about that, Forrest.
That's great. We're going to go for our break. We've got some people that are joining us live. Like I say, please join us around 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Friday. Be part of the discussion. We're going to go for our break. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. Hopefully you listen to some of our other great sponsors. I just want to point out we've also got a great Facebook community group page, the Membership Machine Show. Have a look, go to Facebook, join us there, join the group there. We've got a great group of membership entrepreneurs and WordPress experts. If you've got any questions, you can always ask me and Spencer or the community itself. So go and join that. It's a great resource. So let's go into a list of WordPress solutions, because, you know, we believe in WordPress.
I believe that WordPress is our hero.
If you're looking at WordPress, you're doing a Google search, you're doing a search through YouTube, this is going to come up. And this is Jetpack CRM, you know, part of the Jetpack Swiss Army Knife solution. What do you reckon about this one, Spencer?
Well, I got a couple things to say. First of all, I believe this is what came now. Finally, they buried the body, waited till it turned into something else, and they dug it back up. I'm pretty sure this is the Zero BS CRM, which was giving credit where credit's due. The first CRM to hit the plugin space, as I was mentioning a moment ago, between SaaS or plugins. There are two other ones we'll talk about that are still in the market space, but they've dug up the body and here it is. And all I'm going to say is, because I promised to be nice today, Zero BS as a CRM and its founders had some huge promise. It was several years ago now. I think it was going back at least 2019. They acquired it, right? It was August 16th was the news that came out, 2019. That might have been 800 years ago in COVID terms. In 100 billion years, I would never recommend anything that's connected through Jetpack. So I could just affirmatively say, I don't care if this thing prints gold bricks and delivers it to your door. I would never recommend anybody use anything with Jetpack ever, because Jetpack is the number one offender of do as we say, not as we do. It does everything that all other developers are prohibited specifically from doing and would get banned from the WordPress community for doing. But they do it, and they do it with impunity like this. I would never, ever trust my data about a customer to anything Jetpack. And by the way, although I was never going to be offered a job at Automattic, you can be sure that my Emperor's New Clothes thing, the kid telling it, applies here. Because after saying that, I'm really, really sure that Matt is not sending me any Christmas invitations.
Well, you know, my perspective of this, you're buying into a kind of Swiss Army knife solution here that does Jetpack. It does multiple things, listeners and viewers. In my opinion, it doesn't do anything that great. And it doesn't offer enormous value, personally. The other thing is, I think it can affect performance of your website to some extent. People would disagree with me there. Yeah. And the other thing is that this particular CRM, there's just much better on the marketing optimization side, which I think should be the focus of this particular show. There's much, much better WordPress solutions. To me, it's focused on that bucket that I tried not that effectively to explain in the first part of the show, where it's more organization, more set, kind of put it in that bucket of sales in a way. I just wouldn't recommend it. And that's all I've got to say, basically.
Let's wrap that up by saying even Tina was like, Tina knows us both very well, was surprised to see Jetpack on your list. I asked Jonathan not to put this on the list because I had to say the thing that I said, but I will, just in case this legacy shows up. The reason I would not do anything with Jetpack is because it phones home and it keeps data of yours at its end, which is not what it's supposed to do. But when you're talking about your CRM, for goodness sake, it's the heartbeat of your business. It's all your customers. It's all your stuff. Do you really want to be trusting it to an agency with whom you have no pre-existing trust and has been known for acting less than straightforward about it? This is like talking about the chocolate factory. I mean, there are certain companies with whom I personally ask people to consider who they are having a relationship with. And that's what I'm talking about.
So, we've got some live people. Tina said, well, I've on the list. The reason, and Tina, is that if anybody does a search about best WordPress CRM, and they hit a number of websites that are run by the Chocolate Factory, it's going to probably be on those lists. So I thought we had
Factory, by the way, I saw on Twitter this week, the Chocolate Factory started banning several well-known WordPress outspoken critics from their community at chocolatefactorybeginner.com. And that was quite interesting because some big names getting banned for just speaking truthfully doesn't indicate a company that feels comfortable with their public persona versus what happens on the back end.
Yeah, sure. On to the next one, Groundhog. Actually, I like some elements of Groundhog, especially I call it the waterfall way that it deals with marketing optimization. I think it's well established. It's got a great following in the WordPress. I don't think it's the best solution, to be honest, but I think it's credible. I think the only criticism, material criticism, is that it, like some other WordPress solutions that we discussed during this show, Spencer, it wants to be a kind of quasar SaaS stroke, all embracing. It wants to be really
framework.
Yeah, framework kind of SaaS based, really. And to me, that kind of reduces its value proposition in the total solution to some extent that we describe in this podcast. Is that making sense, Spencer?
I'll say the same thing in a slightly different way. Here's the thing. Adrian, Toby, and his team, I think, have a clear vision of what he wants this business to be. And when I spoke to him about this last, which again, in COVID years, I think it was 2020. It might have been 2019. It was so long ago. But the point was, there was a fork. It must have been after 19 because it was after ZeroBS got acquired. He and I spoke for an hour or so because he was somebody I saw every Friday on our show here. And I said, where do you want this to be? Because I have this special position with marketing automation and with the dream of what WordPress as a service will be. And I said, do you feel you can make this a plugin that's a feature of WordPress as part of that stack? And I'm going to just say it. He has a vision that, in my understanding, was to make it a framework, to make it a platform, to make it like an Infusionsoft ActiveCampaign, but that happens to be in a plugin, much like our friend Nathalie Lucer with, you know, Access Ally. And God bless the whole team. I don't think there's anything but good things to say. And if you want to experience it, go check it out. But I am saying, without anything bad about that, that is a different solution than a plugin CRM, in my view of it. So treat Groundhog like you would treat going to ActiveCampaign or HubSpot or something else. Because that's, I think, ultimately what it's trying to be, if I'm not misunderstanding.
Well, on to, I think that was a great summary. On to another one I hadn't heard of. There is, and that's WPERP. Be charitable. This is really linked to the first half of the show, folks. This has come on my radar because we work with some schools and colleges, and they've done searches, and they bring it up because they want to save money, and it's around student administration. This is why I brought this up in the first half, Spencer, because we come from slightly different customer engagement, because I'm dealing with schools and colleges, and they're trying to save money, or they think it's best, and they do a Google search, and this comes up, and it's supposed to help with the administration of students. And I say, no, don't do it. You know, I understand you'd be better off. WordPress isn't the best solution for that. But if you're looking for a great solution when it comes to the marketing automation, it does have some great solutions. And when people do a Google search from a school, college, education, this will come up, Spencer, and this is why I added it to the list.
This sounds
He's not happy. He's not happy about it, folks.
I'm not happy about your answer. Okay. Let's differentiate here. This is a solid all-in-one type of CRM. But it's a specialty CRM. Like if we were talking about Lifter LMS or LearnDash as a way to organize lessons and courses and, you know, e-learning, that is what it is doing here. The problem, the big problem is when somebody doesn't know better and they say, I want to buy that meal in a box, and I'm at the grocery store when there's actually the real ingredients they could buy to have the flexibility to make any meal they want and that works in the rest of the world and connectivity. Are we doing them a disservice by pandering to the client and saying, well, yeah, sure, that one thing will do it all, but really you want to buy the ingredients that do anything and will connect to the rest? And that's where this thing to me falls off the shelf, because the thing that it does can be done brilliantly with any number of other CRMs and the WordPress space. And you can do it now, especially, I hate to say, because we're not talking about that, like with Gutenberg and custom post types and relational things that we can do. You can set this up, not that much extra work. But I do agree with you that when you're a school administrator and they, it's ready to go and it's 10,000, but there's nothing but good things about that. But remember my metaphor from years ago, like you could buy a tricycle today if you're a kid who wants to ride a bike. Or you can buy a 10-speed with training wheels, spend a little more time, and then as you grow, you can ride that 10-speed off to the Tour de France. You're going to look pretty silly on the training wheels, whatever. So when we look at this WPERP and what it connects to through WP Fusion, nothing. Nothing. It's an island in and of itself. And that's where the problem is for me, because like by pandering to a customer saying they want to use this when they could be given a real like 10-speed bike with maybe a little training wheels today, They're making themselves a problem that's going to rear its head in many cases. Not everyone, but many. That's it.
Yeah. Right, on to the next one, which I'd be interested in your... It's up and coming. It's had a renaming to some extent.
Chocolate factory warning.
Well, that's the good, but you know, it doesn't affect its functionality and what you can do to some extent, does it? They seem to be up and coming and they're doing good stuff, I think. But I'll be interested in your material insight. So we're talking about funnel kits. So where do you think funnel kits...
We're talking about autonomy, really, is what it is.
Well, they want to call it funnel kits.
No, but but let's clarify. Funnel kit is a bundle. There's a sales funnel builder, and then there was another thing, which is a custom CRM that they were calling autonomy. And it's important to distinguish. They're not the same thing. One is what connects to selling products in a funnel and lets you map that stuff. Another is the CRM that keeps track of the customers, users. That's not the same thing. And it's important for people to understand. It's like a wheel is not the same as a tire. They look like there, but there's two parts. Okay.
It's all very confusing, isn't it,
Spencer? It's not, but you have to be very careful because I know you're trying to be general about it. But like if you were a person who damaged their wheel, that's different than damaging your tire. If you said to a mechanic, I have a hole in my tire, that's different than I ran into a curb and bent my wheel. There are different things. Funnel kit has a custom CRM, and the autonomy part, I'm jumped on you, but like the autonomy part where I have issue with this is the same.
You're not hurting my feelings, actually. But what do you reckon? What it does, you know, where do you think they are? Do you think it's a good, could it be a good solution, basically?
Yes, it could be a good solution. Here's where it's a good solution. It's a good solution if your number one primary thing you're doing are, you have like a simple membership site or some other thing where you just want to have an all-in-one visual builder in the sales funnel realm that connects to tracking the users and buyers, customers' performance in that. That is different than if you had multiple things you wanted to do. So, for example, this particular autonomy funnel kit, whatever you want to refer to the package, will connect through WP Fusion to other things. You know, it's nice. It has that connectivity and it does a reasonable job. It doesn't have all of the things I would want it to have. Like, for example, it doesn't have dynamic tagging, but it does have, for example, I'm looking at our chart. It does have that's it. It has enhanced e-commerce and webhooks. So you can do a lot of stuff with it. But just with the same intent, be careful about whether or not that's exactly the solution you want. Why? Because they've packaged those features into their own framework to a certain extent. When I'm taking off the CRM...
Oh, that's where you're coming from. You got concerns that they're trying to build a framework a bit like...
No, I'm not saying they're trying to. That's what it is. I need to go back to the metaphor of... We've talked on this show a dozen or more times. I just mentioned it a moment ago with like Access Ally. Access Ally is a framework. It's trying to put all these things together as an all-in-one box solution that just calls itself a plugin. To a certain extent, when you're doing sales funnels and selling products with WooCommerce, whatever, okay, Funnel Kit does that, and now it's got its own CRM. But I don't think anybody should consider those other than a matching pair. Now, what happens if Funnel Kit doesn't do exactly what you need or you wanted to do something interesting? I mean, I write launch flows for that purpose. Now you're sort of like, oh, gosh darn it. I have to like break open the box that was pre-made for these things and see if I can jerry-rig something into there. Whereas if you started with this, hey, everything should do one feature. Now you don't have to fight because those features aren't in a box. That's what my point is.
So I think one of its strengths also is like some of the other ones we're going to quickly discuss is it's got a kind of modern UX kind of taste of active campaign in how the automations can be built.
I think we're making a disservice if we don't clarify it. What I'm saying is we're talking about CRMs today, and in many other shows I've said repeatedly I don't favor products that put together multiple features all in one. Because when they do that, it seems really sexy and easy, like a tricycle. You can ride it today, but ultimately the customer pays the price because there's one out of 10 things it doesn't do. And now it's impossibly hard to get past that. You've built yourself a choice of what's in this box, whereas everything should be a standalone Lego block, whether they come in a kit or not. They should be standalone.
I did understand the point you were trying to make.
But you started saying it as a different thing, and I didn't hear you saying what.
Sorry. No, I was talking about the interface design, the UX design, and it's got this, utilizes this way of building automations that's very similar to ActiveCampaign, which a lot of people like. We got one live person with a jet. He's asking about Fluent CRM. We are going to discuss that as we go through the list. So don't worry.
Yeah, I'll address it. He's got a question. We'll talk about that.
We will answer it and join the show. But the point I was making, Spencer, is it's got this UX design where it's got this visual automation builder, which a lot of people like, which is, I don't think Groundhog has actually, which I don't mark it against it because in some ways I like the alternative, but that's a taste thing, really. Usability question. So just to finish off, because I do think whatever they're calling themselves, so let's stick funnel kits, I think it does seem to be getting traction and it does seem popular. So where do you think they're doing things right and where do you think they're made? I think their major thing that you think they're not doing right is this framework question, which you've laid out. But where do you think they're doing things right, actually?
Okay, there's three or four competitors of theirs, including I won't say the names, but like Cardflows is one of them. There was another one I get mixed up. It was called WP Funnels, I believe, still. But those are all following the same framework model to a certain extent with one or two components. There is a marketplace for that. Absolutely is. But, you know, today it's always yes, but. But somebody who is conscientiously shopping for something, I'm using this metaphor of like buying a tricycle versus a bike with accessories. Buying a box of food ready to eat as one meal versus buying the commodity items and a knife. Okay, I'm saying that you need to think when you're doing this for yourself, for your customers, building a membership site, where will this customer ever want to go? Is it more than that one meal? Is it more than riding around in the mom and dad's backyard with the tricycle? Because those all-in-one solutions will have a limit very soon. That doesn't take away from the value proposition, but especially when you're talking about the CRM, my goodness, that's different than the sales funnel. Sales funnel, you can just change. When you build all of your data about your customers into something that's boxed in with a specific sales funnel plugin, hello, you're not going to be able to use that in the same way in the future.
So to summarize what I think you're trying to point out is that I think this is really important. Is that it's and I understand when people aren't part of the WordPress community as deeply as we are, they are not aware of this important point that you've just made.
It's very complicated.
Is that there's a suite. It's got the Goldilocks space where you've got enough functionality so it does the job you're looking for, but they're not trying to push it so far so it becomes an all-embracing framework Swiss Army knife which entraps you, which can restrict you. But there is a Goldilocks place in WordPress where you've got enough functionality but you're not becoming this all-embracing framework. Is that a good way of putting it?
That's a reasonable way of putting it. I'm saying choose whether you want the immediate quick win of a bundle of things that are locked into each other, or would you rather take the long view of buying feature type plugins and connective services that you can swap in and out as your needs change and as you grow. And if you do modular, look at the iPhones today. I mean, I have the latest iPhone. Apple went through this thing that's not resolved yet about like soldering everything down to the board and serializing the parts so you can't just like swap in and out like you used to. That's a big difference for people. If you build a business and all of your customers are locked into a proprietary plugin like an Access Ally. But even Access Ally connects at least to an external CRM, like, you know, Infusionsoft or whatever. But if you've locked your customer data into proprietary CRM that was part of a sales funnel bundle, that is not a good idea, in my opinion, if you have a choice of doing something else. Now, if you don't care or you're just spinning off a side hustle one time, then it doesn't matter, does it?
No. So on to a great product, but I've got something that you might, I'll be interested to see what your response to. So on to the next one, WP Fusion. Now, WP Fusion, the founder, Jack, great product. I have problems explaining to customers what the hell it is. I wish in some ways that the founder had decided to build a real CRM, because it's really hard to explain. It is this linkage to external CRMs. It adds a lot of powerful functionality. It's a great solution. But trying to explain to people what it really is, and the decision not to build out a kind of CRM solution, I wouldn't say utilizing the word mistake would be wrong, because it's a highly successful product. The founder's highly successful. You're part of the team. But can you see where I'm coming from when we're discussing WP Fusion, or do you think I've just spent 2 minutes waffling?
I mean, in terms of WP Fusion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate solution is so simple, and I'm even actually typing here to one of the good questions of one of our listeners, is that the simple stack is just five things. I mean, and you don't have to say it's the only solution, but I'll leave the CRM out of it. It's, let's say, WordPress with, let's say, a transactional engine like WooCommerce, WooCommerce subscriptions. I like to say if you use that, you can use sales funnels with launch flows, but you can also use these other sales funnel products. Then WP Fusion acts as a connector for either an internal CRM like Fluent or something, or an external one like any of the other 55. If you go that direction, any plugin or service you use inside of WordPress and any outside service can be part of a stack where each thing stays in its lane. And not one of them is trying to bundle multiple features by itself where it becomes the pain in the butt. You know, like a baseball team, if I don't know your baseball metaphor, but like if the pitcher tried to play first base, second base, third base.
I'm English. It means nothing to me.
In a sporting team, like a hockey team, there's five players and a goalie. If one player tried to play the center, right wing, left wing defense, it would be annoying and it wouldn't work. There needs to be a separate player in each position. And that is what I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah. But do you, you know, and this is all great. It's just, you know, do you, I feel, and I'm sure there's been discussions, you've had discussions with Jack. I'm sure there's, do you think them not offering an interface, their own kind of marketing optimization interface where you can build queries and that?
With WP Fusion?
Yes.
That will not happen, because for the same very reason. WP Fusion, I have toys here, but like WP, I thought I had. WP Fusion is like the USB connector between the plugins and the CRM. It will never take on an interface, because that would violate the exact thing I'm talking about, which is its job. Its thing is to connect stuff. There is always a need for another CRM, but it could be an internal CRM, like a plugin one, or it could be a SaaS one. But the CRM's job is to track contacts with their tags or fields, do automations, and in some cases, the automated emails. That's its job. WP Fusion connects it all.
Right, on to a totally other side, something I've never heard of, but it's ProPo Voice. It's a WordPress solution that I hadn't come up, but when I did my research, it did come up on my research. Well, you say that, but it's similar to...
No, I'm annoyed by the name here, because as a marketer, these names where the people don't actually try to see it, say it, spell it, make me crazy. Propovoice, what the hell is it? This is such a bad name.
I know.
Well, did anybody try this on before they left?
Well, for... for dyslexic it is. But the main problem, it's linked to, it seems to be aimed at invoicing. It, to me, I have never used it, and I've got no, I don't want to be highly critical. I'm sure it does what it's supposed to do, but if you're buying this for the what you should be buying a CRM for, I think you're going to be greatly disappointed, and I wouldn't utilise the functionality which they're highlighting. I would look at some other solution. I just don't think this is a great idea, really. What do you reckon?
Well, okay, objectively, it doesn't connect through WP Fusion, which automatically takes it off my conversational list. Second of all, I do agree with the kind of what you're trying to estimate what it does. This is like for a company that's saying, well, we haven't thought of a more clever way to do things, and so we'll use this for lead management and deal pipeline invoice. It's like if you were a designer and you just, I have a bunch of design clients and I like to invoice them. There was a thing that used to be called CurdBe back in the day, in the early days of WordPress, which I loved because it allowed me to solve a problem back then that was hard, but today is trivial, which was, how do I send a pretty invoice and somebody clicks it and pays me money immediately? That was hard before. CurdBe did it. I don't understand this product's positioning in terms of what we're talking about today, because it doesn't really integrate or connect deeply in the way that it needs to with the other stuff. And their FAQs, unfortunately, are broken, so they don't expand. There's a question, does it require WordPress? Let me see if I can look in my inspector and read underneath what is hidden. I have to literally go inside of there. And it says yes. I'm literally using, you will need to have an active install of WordPress in order to use it. So I guess it works with WordPress as a plugin, but I don't have
yeah. any wonderful. But it comes up. Right. So on to the next one. I know.
By
nothing.
The way, can I add one thing? Sorry to interrupt you, but like before we leave, yeah, I want people to understand something. Like we're in 2023. I'm talking to people about WordPress re-envisioned as a service. Imagine WordPress if back in 2006, somebody other than Matt had taken it in a direction where it became a unified SaaS service and all of the features you needed were created by whomever, but were offered like Wix or Weebly or Squarespace or Shopify. And in that world, there wouldn't be 27 different versions of the CRM stuff, right? It would be one good version of the feature. And that is unfortunately requiring me in that Emperor's New Clothes story to be very prescriptive to people saying, yes, it's true you can choose from 90 different things, but really I'm saying there's one or two things that would be a better choice.
Yeah,
you know, so Debbie Downer.
We're not trying to be nasty to anybody, but we're just trying to be honest here.
Because we're saying in this show, I think we've discussed this privately, where we could be just sort of pretending to be objective and like, sure, use this, use that. We don't do affiliate marketing. We're not getting G2 reviews. We're not getting any benefit from pretending. I like to put everything in the same conversation as if you were paying me $300 an hour, which is what I charge to help your company. And I would tell you, for the A, B, C, D, E, F, and G things you want to do, here's the stack. It's the same stack as everybody else uses. And if you have a case, like you mentioned, well, we just want to build one thing quick and we're cool. Okay, maybe then you would use that like all-in-one box thing, but do it with full knowledge.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even do that because that's where I would use WP Fusion, an external SaaS solution for that. But that's my position. So let's go on to another one, which I know nothing about, but it came up on my searches on the lists, on the chocolate factory lists.
Is that a chocolate factory company?
No, but it comes up on their, you know, endless SEO website. You know, if you do any search on this particular subject, it's six of the websites that come up owned by the chocolate factory, right? And it's all the same advice.
I think this is free, isn't it? Is it paid? Oh, wait, let's see.
I don't know. They haven't come up
with it. No, it's paid.
WPCRM. It's another quasar. It's not doing what you think a CRM, well, its focus is more about organization management rather than marketing automation.
I think
it causes a load of confusion to the new person that's going to the chocolate factory lists of the eight best CRMs.
Alberto is one of our listeners, and I know him from online as well, and he's got some thoughtful comments here. First of all, about, like, I understand where we can fit these two, Propovoice and WP CRM. He has reminded us, or he has some experience, that it's a proposal. It's a proposal system. That puts it in line with what I was alluding to. You're a designer who does websites, and all you need is to keep track of proposals and get paid. When I referred to Curdby, that's what Curdby did. As you said, there are legacy email systems. Go back, you know, it could be even MailChimp in its early days, but what was the big one? It was called with a C, Constant Contact, right? Like from the dinosaur days when the...
It's a highly profitable public company, and why anybody uses it,
Let me explain. AOL made $500 million last year for AOL emails. There's dinosaurs on the planet Earth. So Constant Contact was something that when I did a lot of work with yoga studios, they're all using Constant Contact. And I saw, why? It's because they're all using Mind Body Online. And I go, why? And I asked them, it's because they don't know what the hell it does or why they need it. But the Mind Body Online people said, well, we work with Constant Contact, so just pick Constant Contact. But none of them knew what they were using it for or why they had a list or whatever. So I'm going to put these last two into a category called dinosaur proposals and emails to get paid for people who could care less, because they're never going to talk to these people again about tracking their behavior, their journey, and so forth. Why is that different? A design client, once you do some design work, either goes away or they call you up next time they need stuff and they go, Spence, I got to talk to you about this. That's it. A membership student
it's a totally different
thing. Got 800 million things. So these are not the same things, even though the word CRM is attached.
Yeah, thanks for that, Spence, but they come up on all the lists, and this is the problem. This is why people
are like bookkeeping. Like you were trying to say bookkeeping. Yeah. I think what you could have said, which proposal and getting paid systems. That's where...
These are aimed at, you know, but they're on all the lists, Spencer. So this is why people get totally confused, give up on WordPress and go off somewhere else. Because
Knowing what we know now from discussing in this show, I'd still stick to my recommendation, which is whether you just are a freelancer that makes pretty websites or you do logos, you'd still be better using the modern stack because it costs the same or less and it's universally able to grow. You could build a high rise on that foundation. If you choose one of these little esoteric Propo this or WP CRM that or whatever, you're building yourself like a box with that tricycle because you're not going to be able to grow or expand on it in the same way. And you're going to be very frustrated that Uncle Spence didn't like yell at you and say, wait a second, get the 10-speed bike and put the training wheels on. I promise you won't regret it.
Right, on to the last one. And I think he's the clear leader. I'm going to put my flag in. Great team. They're still pushing it, innovative, but solid. To me, if you're looking for marketing, but my position is slightly different to Spencer, where I would, if I was looking at the organization, the kind of sales orientated, I would look for external solution. But for the marketing automation, for part of it, I think it's the clear leader. It's Fluent CRM 100%, far as I'm concerned. It's the clear leader. And they're not paying me to say that either. It's what we recommend. It's what's part of our stack that we provide as our hosting. It's like I say, it's the bee's knees. It's the clear market leader. What's your thoughts, Spencer?
Okay. So yes. But no buts on what you said, but yes, in addition to, I will add that conversation I had with Adrian about what Groundhog could be was at a time when zero BS. I'm going to explain. There was a great question, by the way, about what's the Chocolate Factory reference. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But like at the time when I spoke to Adrian about what Groundhog might be or what he wanted it to be. That was when Fluent CRM was coming around. So we had zero BS, cracked open the door, got swallowed up. There was a hole in the backyard that Automatic buried it into, and we never heard from it again. It literally disappeared. So now there was two players in the market, and I think it's very healthy what happened. Adrian made it clear to me, and that's why I said, okay, you know, I won't be talking about you anymore. He's going off to do a framework, and Shah Jahan Jewel and his team said, I want to be on your team. Tell me what to do, in your opinion, for the things that we need to do to make this up. And it's continued in that way. And now we are seeing all their plugins and all their things exploding because they're staying in their lane with each plugin.
Because they're in the Goldilocks area. Like I tried to,
they're boxing things together. Like, for example, you have Fluent Forms, Fluent Forms Pro. You have Fluent CRM, Fluent CRM's Pro. Any one of those can be used independently for that feature. And they have, even they have a payment thing, right? They have instant payments for, okay. He listens. He listens because I'm not saying I'm an expert. I'm speaking on behalf of the other people who've been here for 17 years like myself. Too much of a flea market has caused the problems where we're at today. And we still have conversations in our other show, the Roundtable show, about how awesome Gutenberg is. But why are there 17 companies competing by building the same blocks that, you know, fight with each other? So by doing this method of taking a few key plugins, and Fluent CRM is the number one plugin I use in any situation where the customer does not need the special features of a SaaS CRM or doesn't already have a relationship. For example, as I started the show in a little, you know, rebuttal to you, 50% of my consulting business comes from Salesforce, Infusionsoft, and HubSpot.
Well, I didn't treat it as a rebuttal. It's just that your clientele, so your discussions, you're going to be influenced by your discussions on a weekly, daily basis. So that's why you came back to me. My discussions are slightly different because they've got a slightly different clientele. So it's totally understandable.
Okay, but we can weave those together because here's what happens. There's a decision tree in my conversations with people. I ask them, for example, do you currently use a CRM? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then the next question is, do you have social networking as a primary interest or concern, like BuddyBoss? Because that has a whole thing we've talked about in another show. Then if they don't have a current CRM and they're not a BuddyBoss, then they are open to the same stack. I go, okay, here's why with a membership site with marketing automation, blah, 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 we're going to have a scenario where Fluent is my recommendation and why. If they said, yes, we have a CRM, I say, how is it working for you? What do you do? Are you in one of those where your whole business is running on the back end? And by the way, there's only one company that's true for, is Salesforce is the only one that runs back end enterprise. HubSpot, however, an incredibly expensive multi-billion dollar company who convinces people who don't know better to pay them tens of thousands of dollars a month for stuff they could, would, should do in WordPress. So a lot of the HubSpot people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you saved me from myself.
I don't know. I just don't know how they do it. But
they do it because people don't know. And then they hear this. So Salesforce, those are for enterprises. So they get a pass. I do see a lot of customers like, look, I got a WordPress thing. I got Salesforce. I got 25 people working on this. I need your help. Infusionsoft, HubSpot are usually entrepreneurs, small businesses who many of them do take the path of like, once they hear the truth, they go, I would like to try Fluent CRM. If they don't, then they connect otherwise. Now, somebody from scratch who comes in like, what's the best way to go? I say, here's a box ready to go. Push a button. It has everything in it, including Fluent. And if you want, you can always move to another CRM. But why start by connecting to an outside thing if you don't have to? And that works. So this gets rave reviews from me. And the bottom line is that when we talk about what's happening this year, you will see, including I just launched some new things, but like, you will see this in the wild of imagine what it'd be like if you're a freelancer, an entrepreneur, a small company who you got the, oh, you mean there's a product that's WordPress inside, but I don't even care because it just has all the features pre-chosen? Because not a single client ever has said to me, gee, Spence, I wish there was more choices to confuse me. Right. They always say the opposite.
So we're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. We're going to keep going because we've got some questions and we've got some people that have joined us. Okay. We're going to answer all that. We're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. But like I say, we're going to keep on and answer these questions, especially what the chocolate factory is and everything else. So, and that's a reason why you want to join us live on this show, because if you've got any questions, we will answer them afterwards, so you're not left out waiting. So, Spencer, what's the best way for people to find out more about you, your services and your company?
I have a hub at Spencer Forman, Forman.com, but WP Launchify is where I take most of my free calls at. Come have a free call with me about all these same topics. I have several products that are launching now that are free or inexpensive to get freelancers from either offshore or from domestic situations that are moving into entrepreneurship into a solution that helps them have their best profile and starts earning money with WordPress, because I cannot be more excited for how this current evolution and disruption is making the opportunities to help, exactly as we've talked, learn just a little, get a pre-made stack of stuff, and go service a client who's just one step behind you but wants to talk to a human being like you instead of an automated bot. That is the way that we did it 17 years ago, and it's back, baby, because the automation now is distinguished between human and human interaction versus human and, like, oh my God, look at all those choices. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, so. I think it's been a great discussion. I think if you're looking to build your membership website, definitely WordPress should be on the top of your list. I think it's been a great discussion, Spencer. You won't hear this anywhere else. I know it's multifaceted, but we've done a dive, and I think we've given some excellent value in this show. We will be back next week. Like I say, we are still going to go on. We've got a load of questions to answer. So you want to join us live and put any membership or WordPress questions to us, and we will answer it after the show. We will be back next week. See you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.